At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Natal to Navamsha Nakshatrapada analysis. For Gabriella, ascendant and first house. Libra, Swati Nakshatra, second Navamsha Capricorn, first house. Natal chart expression, outer personality, Libra and Swati, second pada. Gabriella's ascendant falls in Libra, a Venus-ruled air sign associated with aesthetics, diplomacy, relational intelligence, and graceful conduct. Libra ascendants typically radiate balance, harmony, and charm, often acting as natural mediators and bridge builders in social or intellectual spaces. Swati Nakshatra, ruled by Rahu, infuses this grace with a current of independence, curiosity, and the desire to explore beyond conventional boundaries. Swati natives value personal freedom and mental space, often pushing against social expectations while still maintaining external tact. The second pada of Swati, mapping to Taurus Navamsha, but in Gabriella's case, we find it expressing in Capricorn Navamsha, signifying a subtle but powerful switch. What begins as an expressive and curious outer persona solidifies into internal ambition, structure, and goal orientation. This configuration reveals Gabriella may appear diplomatic and easygoing, but internally holds strong standards, deep ambition, and a strategic mind. She values freedom, but not chaos. Her Swati placement is about movement with purpose and ideas with long-term impact. There is often a conflict between personal liberty and social responsibility, and she resolves this by building systems that support both. Navamsha chart expression, Capricorn in the first house. Navamsha Capricorn ascendant indicates that Gabriella's soul evolution is geared toward mastery, endurance, and structured self-definition. There's a karmic gravitation toward authority, respect, and building a legacy, but all through long, deliberate effort. Her inner self is defined by a reserved yet determined energy, someone who silently climbs, a focus on discipline, long-term planning, and control over personal outcomes. Even if her outer Libra gives a sense of compromise, her inner Capricorn will resist dependency and sentiment in favor of results and responsibility. Core conflict and evolution. Outer self, Libra, Sagittarius. Open, curious, charming, and relationship-oriented. Inner self, Capricorn Navamsha, grounded, disciplined, and internally self-reliant. Gabriella must balance the Rahu-driven restlessness of Swati with the Saturn-driven resolve of Capricorn. When misaligned, this can produce indecisiveness on the surface and inner rigidity. But when integrated, she becomes a reformer with charisma, able to design new social or professional frameworks with both beauty and backbone. Karmic message. Gabriella's journey is one of refining external elegance into internal excellence. Her relationships and social presence are not ends in themselves. They are the medium through which she exercises purpose, accountability, and impact. Summary. Libra Asa ascendant in Swati second pada, Capricorn Navamsha, a soul destined to marry grace with grit, freedom with function. Gabriella moves like a breeze, but builds like a mountain, a diplomat with a blueprint. Moon in second house, Scorpio in a Narada Nakshatra, first pada, Navamsha Leo, eighth house, for Gabriella Natal to Navamsha Nakshatra pada analysis. Hash natal chart expression, Moon in Scorpio Narada first pada, second house. The moon in the second house brings intense emotional associations with security, speech, values, and family lineage. When this moon is placed in Scorpio, it's a sign of debilitation. Emotional waters run deep, but often hidden from view. Scorpio moons are intensely private, hyper-perceptive, and emotionally complex, frequently carrying karmic themes from ancestral lines or past life trauma. Anuradha Nakshatra adds a spiritual and relational dimension to this intensity. Ruled by Mitra, the deity of devotion and friendship, and by Saturn as planetary lord, Anuradha fosters loyalty, discipline, and depth in emotional commitments. In the first pada, which falls in Aries Navamsha, the emotional landscape becomes more impulsive, passionate, and reactive. While the moon in Scorpio is contemplative, the Aries influence adds quick intensity and instinctual emotional defense mechanisms. Gabriella's value system is forged through emotional trial, often shaped by experiences of loss, betrayal, or power struggle. Yet these very themes make her capable of empathic resonance and emotional regeneration. Navamsha chart expression, Leo, 8th house in Navamsha, the moon shifts to Leo in the 8th house, intensifying the themes of transformation, control, and inner dignity. Here, Gabriella's soul emotional core seeks dignity in crisis and pride in emotional survival. The 8th house placement implies a karmic journey through deep psychological territory, loss, inheritance, power, intimacy. A magnetic and emotionally commanding presence. When emotionally stable, she can lead others through darkness. Emotional wounds connected to self-worth, voice, or emotional dependency must be acknowledged and alchemized. The Leo overlay grants a silent nobility, as if she seeks to master emotional chaos with inner sovereignty. Synthesis, natal placement, second house, Scorpio, Anuradha, first pada. Gabriella's emotional security is tied to control, loyalty, and a deep sense of karmic lineage. She may have a tendency to suppress emotions in order to maintain control over what she values or speaks. Navamsha, Leo, 8th house. Emotionally, she is undergoing an evolutionary path of courage, leadership and vulnerability, and transformation through controlled expression. Together, this combination suggests someone who may have a reserved, guarded emotional tone outwardly, but internally seeks respect and soul-deep connection. She is not easily swayed, but when she commits emotionally, it's all-consuming, often leading to rebirth through emotional intensity. Karmic message. Gabriella must learn that emotional vulnerability is not weakness and that true voice and value emerge not through control, but through soulful transparency. By integrating the disciplined love of Anuradha and the regal resilience of Leo, she can lead others through emotional darkness once she's led herself first. Summary, Scorpio moon in Anuradha first pada, Navamsha Leo, 8th house, a potent emotional mix of loyalty, intensity, survival, and inner royalty. Gabriella's moon seeks security through trust and power, but must evolve toward truth and openness. K2 in 4th house, Capricorn in Uttara Ashada Nakshatra, 2nd pada, Navamsha Capricorn, 1st house for Gabriella, natal to Navamsha Nakshatra pada analysis. Natal chart expression, K2 in Capricorn, Uttara Ashada 2nd pada, 4th house. K2 in the 4th house signifies a disconnection from traditional ideas of emotional comfort, homeland, maternal nourishment, and inner peace. It often brings a subtle sense of alienation from family, roots, or domestic emotional grounding, even in the presence of external stability. When placed in Capricorn, K2 adopts a stoic, rigid flavor. Here, detachment is not emotional or whimsical, but structured. Gabriella may unconsciously suppress vulnerability or develop early independence, especially regarding family responsibility, emotional security, or the mother archetype. Uttara Ashada, the nakshatra of unyielding victory through righteous effort, ruled by the Vishwadevas and the sun, introduces an air of spiritual idealism and moral resilience. The second pada, which falls in Taurus Navamsha, emphasizes groundedness, value systems, and the preservation of legacy. Yet K2 ironically brings non-attachment in exactly these areas. This creates a paradox, a deep karmic task of releasing the need for emotional control or legacy while still building something enduring through disciplined detachment. Navamsha chart expression, Capricorn, first house in Navamsha, K2 remains in Capricorn, but now enters the ascendant, first house. This reinforces and intensifies the original themes. Gabriella's very soul identity may carry an invisible cloak of detachment, especially from the emotional empathic realms. There may be a lifelong subtle unease with expressing personal emotional needs, replaced instead with stoic functionality, spiritual search, and quiet solitude. Capricorn in Navamsha first house K2 suggests a soul deeply conditioned by karmic responsibility, possibly carrying past life residues of duty, discipline, and sacrifice. A mysterious self-effacing or monk-like quality, often unavailable emotionally, even while being productive and pragmatic. The need to anchor the self not in emotional comfort, but in internal spiritual clarity. Synthesis. Natal, 4th house K2 in Capricorn, Uttara Ashada 2nd pada. Gabriella may experience early emotional separation, maternal boundary conflicts, or a muted connection to home and belonging. Yet she develops emotional maturity early, and often becomes the stabilizer for others. Navamsha, Capricorn first house, reinforces the soul's need for dispassion, resilience, and self-containment. There is a deep inner pull towards solitude, stillness, and spiritual retreat, even while outwardly appearing composed and capable. #karmic message, Gabriella's karmic path asks her to detach from expectations around emotional support and validation and instead become the pillar of inner sovereignty. Her true stability comes not from mother, home, or comfort, but from accepting solitude as power and mastering the discipline of emotional minimalism. Once she releases the subconscious need to feel emotionally secure, she paradoxically begins to create emotional security for others. Summary: Ketu in Capricorn, Uttara Ashada Second Pada, Navamsha Capricorn, First House, a lifetime of detached resilience, inner authority, and karmic solitude. Gabriella's emotional disconnection is not a flaw, but a tool for spiritual evolution and quiet leadership. Jupiter in Eighth House, Taurus in Rohini Nakshatra, Second Pada, Navamsha Aries, Fourth House. Saturn in 8th house, Taurus in Kritika Nakshatra, 3rd Pada, Navamsha Aquarius, 2nd house. For Gabriella, natal to Navamsha Nakshatra Pada analysis, natal chart expression, Jupiter in Taurus, Rohini 2nd Pada, 8th house. The 8th house is the domain of transformation, shared assets, deep psychology, and occult knowledge. Jupiter here brings wisdom in managing crises, intuitive power, and a potential for inner alchemy through faith, though not without facing upheavals. In Taurus, Jupiter seeks comfort, value, and material harmony. Rohini, ruled by the moon, is sensual, attractive, fertile, and emotionally rich. The second Pada, Virgo Navamsha, brings mental order, practicality, and a focus on refinement through service and discernment. This placement gives Gabriella an ability to find grace amid chaos, often helping others navigate emotional or financial transitions. A deep-rooted desire to understand psychological undercurrents and even mastery in healing modalities, inheritance management, or financial advising. Strong instincts for nurturing others through intellectual and emotional presence. Navamsha chart expression. Jupiter in Aries, fourth house. In the Navamsha, Jupiter lands in Aries, a fire sign of initiative and bold beginnings, and enters the fourth house, representing inner emotional foundations, roots, and peace. This suggests her soul seeks emotional leadership, becoming the one who holds and protects emotional territories. Strong spiritual or philosophical beliefs are tied to home, motherhood, or ancestral values. There may be an inner warrior guardian archetype. She leads emotionally, not through softness, but through truth and courage. Natal chart expression, Saturn in Taurus, Kritika 3rd Pada, 8th house. Saturn in the 8th house is a classic placement for karmic restraint, deep endurance, and psychological excavation. Saturn slows and stabilizes transformation, sometimes bringing difficult but valuable emotional lessons through loss, fear, or isolation. Placed in Taurus, Saturn demands material stability and can cause anxieties around financial trust or intimate vulnerability. Kritika, ruled by the Sun, is the cutter, purifier, and truth bearer. The third Pada, mapping to Capricorn Navamsha, sharpens the executive, detached, and pragmatic side of Saturn's energy. This creates emotional armor. Gabriella may hesitate to trust or merge, but once she does, she is deeply loyal. Capacity for surgical precision in handling money, psychology, or secretive responsibilities. A karmic call to master resilience and to transmute fear into structure. Navamsha chart expression. Saturn in Aquarius, second house. In the D9, Saturn shifts into Aquarius, the sign of collective vision, innovation, and truth, and lands in the second house, the house of voice, values, speech, and accumulated assets. This points to a soul task of redefining values in unconventional or socially progressive terms. Speech that is measured, authoritative, and often karmically impactful. A cautious but futuristic approach to wealth, accumulation with purpose rather than indulgence. Synthesis. Jupiter in Rohini, 2nd Pada, Navamsha Aries, 4th house, a nurturing leader with a bold emotional center. Gabriella may be a quiet emotional authority in her environment, balancing sensuality with depth and faith in renewal. Saturn in Kritika, 3rd Pada, Navamsha Aquarius, 2nd house, a structured, karmically complex expression of powerful values and voice. She may come across as reserved, but what she says and does holds enduring weight, especially around intimacy, finances, and transformation. Core karmic message. Gabriella is being asked to merge growth and restraint in the emotional and psychological realm. Jupiter opens the heart through emotional wisdom, while Saturn restricts it until responsibility is earned. Her path demands she master vulnerability not by resisting it, but by making sacred structures within it. These placements together forge a psychological alchemist, someone who transforms crisis into clarity and pain into profound emotional truth. Summary: Jupiter, wisdom through emotional depth, generous in crisis, emotionally philosophical. Saturn, stoic in emotional vulnerability, but karmically attuned to long-term intimacy and personal truth. Together, a soul driven to master transformation, balancing expansive emotional depth with karmic emotional restraint. Sun in 10th house, Cancer in Ashlesha Nakshatra, 2nd Pada, Navamsha Capricorn, 1st house. Mars in 10th house, Cancer in Pushi Nakshatra, 3rd Pada, Navamsha Libra, 10th for Gabriella, natal to Navamsha Nakshatra Pada analysis. Natal chart expression, Sun in Cancer, Ashlesha 2nd Pada, 10th house. The 10th house represents career, public reputation, ambition, and authority. With the sun here, Gabriella possesses a strong inner need to shine in the outer world and fulfill a legacy of achievement, recognition, and leadership. In Cancer, the sun becomes emotionally infused. Ashlesha Nakshatra, ruled by Mercury, brings hypnotic intensity, intuitive grasp, and emotional cunning. The second pada, which maps to Virgo Navamsha, lends precision, discernment, and service orientation. This gives Gabriella, a strategic emotional leader blending nurturing instincts with tactical foresight, a career path that requires emotional intelligence and persuasive charisma, potentially in psychology, healing, research, or crisis management, the ability to lead from behind the scenes using subtle influence over overt dominance. Tash Navamsha chart expression, Sun in Capricorn, 1st house. The Navamsha shift to Capricorn in the first house underscores a soul that is fundamentally ambitious, disciplined, and authoritative. This reinforces a karmic identity as a builder and executor, often taking on responsibilities early in life. Key implications: Gabriella's core strength lies in perseverance and long-term strategy. She seeks public respect not just for recognition, but for structural impact, leaving systems better than she found them. Emotionally intelligent leadership is her bridge from ego to evolution. Natal chart expression. Mars in Cancer, Pushya 3rd Pada, 10th house. Mars in the 10th house brings a drive to succeed and dominate professionally, but in Cancer, Mars is debilitated, meaning its fire is cooled, redirected inward, and forced to adapt. Pushya, ruled by Saturn, adds a sense of self-control, discipline, and nourishment to Mars's aggression. The third pada maps to Libra Navamsha, highlighting diplomacy, strategy, and relational intelligence. Gabriella may experience an inward struggle between drive and emotional hesitation, learning to act assertively without emotional overwhelm. A karmic mandate to balance assertiveness with grace and to develop power that uplifts rather than dominates. Strength in navigating emotional politics and high-pressure dynamics with subtle control. Navamsha chart expression, Mars in Libra, 10th house. In the D9, Mars in Libra emphasizes balanced action, artistic strategy, and refined willpower, especially in the professional domain. Mars here prefers tactical movement, knowing when to act and when to hold back. Placed in the 10th house again, this becomes a double reinforcement of career karma. Gabriella's dharma lies in becoming a strategic initiator, able to guide conflict resolution, negotiations, or group efforts in workspaces, expressing power through partnerships, tact, and beauty, not brute force. Turning Mars' sharpness into aesthetic or intellectual strength, possibly in law, design, or social reform. Synthesis, Sun in Ashlesha Navamsha Capricorn, 1st house, publicly seen as a poised leader with emotional layers, privately shaped by a mission of legacy and responsible identity. Mars in Pushya, Navamsha Libra, 10th house, professionally dynamic yet diplomatically controlled. This is a warrior of peace, someone who moves powerfully but harmoniously. Core karmic message. Gabriella is learning to transform emotional depth into professional excellence. Her chart reveals a dynamic between power and sensitivity, assertion and diplomacy, and ego and duty. These placements show someone destined to lead not through dominance, but through inner mastery, where emotional intelligence, strategy, and restraint create enduring impact in the world. Summary: Sun, Strategic Emotional Authority, Emotionally Rooted Leadership, Legacy Through Responsibility. Mars, Controlled Ambition, Emotional Tact, Refined Force in Professional Zones. Together, a blueprint for quiet mastery in public life, fusing intuition with excellence. Mercury in 10th house, Cancer in Pushya Nakshatra, second pada Navamsha Virgo, 9th house. Rahu in 10th house, Cancer in Punarvasu Nakshatra, fourth pada Navamsha Cancer, 7th house. For Gabriella, natal to Navamsha Nakshatra pada analysis. Natal chart expression, Mercury in Cancer, Pushya second pada, 10th house. Mercury in the 10th house makes Gabriella's career path strongly linked to communication, analysis, and intellect. With Mercury in Cancer, thought processes are deeply intuitive, emotionally aware, and often based on instinct more than logic. Pushya, ruled by Saturn, adds maturity, restraint, and nourishment to this expression. The second pada, mapping to Virgo Navamsha, enhances Mercury's analytical power, bringing a subtle, service-driven logic to her emotional communication style. Implications: a career driven by emotional intelligence, especially in fields like counseling, education, research, or healing. Ability to combine empathy with structured thought, making her a powerful communicator, especially under pressure. Mercury in this placement often reflects carefully considered speech and a public image built on mental credibility with emotional sensitivity. Navamsha chart expression. Mercury in Virgo, 9th house. Mercury in Virgo, Navamsha is exalted, and the 9th house represents higher knowledge, ethics, and dharma. This placement enhances Gabriella's inner voice with precision, clarity, and spiritual curiosity. Themes include a desire to refine wisdom through careful questioning and structured thinking, communication that bridges ethics with intellect, often functioning as a guide or teacher, a soul that seeks truth through discernment, often evolving toward teaching, law, or spiritual dialogue. Natal chart expression, Rahu in Cancer, Punarvasu fourth pada. 10th house Rahu in the 10th house is a classic signature of someone destined for prominence, innovation, or unorthodox career success. Rahu in Cancer craves emotional security through public validation and seeks creative leadership roles. Punarvasu, ruled by Jupiter, adds idealism, hope, and restoration. The fourth pada, Pisces Navamsha, magnifies the dreamy, imaginative, and spiritual themes in Rahu's karmic thrust. Gabriella's Rahu suggests a karmic longing to create emotional stability through career, possibly rising through non-traditional or intuitive paths. A fascination with healing systems, holistic management, or visionary leadership. She may constantly rebuild her career or status until it reflects both outer success and inner purpose. Navamsha chart expression, Rahu in Cancer, 7th house. In the D9, Rahu lands back in Cancer in the 7th house, emphasizing relationship karma. This placement shows Gabriella's soul evolution depends on partnership dynamics, possibly facing intensity, projection, or boundary issues until she finds balance and authenticity in how she relates to others. Themes: she is learning to integrate emotional independence with emotional enmeshment. Success may require forming deep partnerships that allow both vulnerability and vision. There can be fascination with others' nurturing styles, leading to breakthroughs or power struggles in intimacy or public roles. Synthesis: Mercury in Pushya, Virgo Navamsha, 9th house, a thinker and speaker whose voice is both emotionally aware and ethically grounded, publicly precise, inwardly dharmic. Rahu in Punarvasa, Cancer Navamsha, 7th house, career karma tied to unconventional partnerships, emotional mastery, and public presence rooted in idealistic drive. Core karmic message. Gabriella's chart reveals a career driven not just by logic, but by the integration of heart and intellect. Mercury and Rahu both function in the 10th house, showing her destiny is undeniably linked to voice, visibility, and visionary change. The challenge lies in aligning outer recognition with inner nourishment. She is here to speak truth with sensitivity and to build emotional resonance into her professional identity. Summary: Mercury, sensitive precision, emotionally intelligent communication, intellectual service. Rahu, visionary career karma, imaginative leadership, karmic relationship evolution. Together, a destiny of leadership through healing narratives, merging intellect with empathy in service of a higher path. Venus in 11th house, Leo in Magha Nakshatra, 3rd pada, Navamsha Gemini, Sixth house for Gabriella, natal to Navamsha Nakshatra Pada analysis. Natal chart expression, Venus in Leo, Maga third Pada, 11th house. Venus in the 11th house blesses Gabriella with charm in social circles, ease in attracting allies, and a karmic path tied to cultivating aesthetic or creative networks. In Leo, Venus expresses boldly, seeking validation through creative radiance, loyalty, and royal conduct. Maga Nakshatra, ruled by Ketu, represents ancestral legacy, dignity, and power rooted in tradition. The third Pada, mapped to Libra Navamsha, intensifies Venus' desire for harmony, justice, and relationship-centered recognition in group settings. This combination suggests effortless magnetism in social contexts. Gabriella may lead friend groups or become the cultural center of her peer circle. A longing for prestige and admiration through alliances, she values noble connections and refined social causes. A deep desire to uplift or restore lineage pride, often through artistic or aesthetic legacy. Her networks may often involve creative professionals, diplomats, designers, or those with refined tastes. Navamsha chart expression. Venus in Gemini, 6th house. In the D9 Navamsha, Venus moves into Gemini in the 6th house. This shifts the internal evolution from a glamorous, socially prized outer self to a more adaptive, intellectual, and conflict-resolving inner journey. Here, Venus shows a soul learning the art of communication in service of harmony, even amidst duality or disagreement. Hidden gifts in resolving interpersonal friction, especially through charm, language, and artistic finesse. Lessons around balancing love and duty, often facing dilemmas between relationship ideals and practical service. Synthesis: Gabriella's Venus journey is one of outer glamour and inner grace under pressure. While her natal placement pulls her toward public adoration, noble friendships, and leadership in social aesthetics, the Navamsha demands she develop discriminating love, intellectual diplomacy, and emotional agility in service-oriented relationships. Core karmic message. This Venus path teaches Gabriella to merge regal self-worth with everyday humility. She is here to lead with love, express through beauty, and heal through dialogue, even when it means confronting hidden emotional tensions in service, work, or partnerships. Summary: natal Venus, Maga third Pada, social prestige, artistic legacy, radiant friendships. Navamsha Venus, Gemini 6th, intellectual love, graceful service, karmic refinement through problem solving. Core evolution: from admired sovereign to clever peacemaker, grace with grounded responsibility.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.